Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on. Step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Thank you for
all because of you. I'm grateful for
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, everyone. You're on Facebook this morning and on the line. I hope that you had a blessed week last week. And I pray that each and every one of you this morning will enjoy the word that coming forth this morning. There's something new to me, so just hold on. Just ride with me on this morning. I'd rather ride with me. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Red's gone. You want to pray? You can have Pastor Pat pay good prayer this morning.
Amen. Father God, we give you the honor. We give you the praise for being God. There's none like you. There's none above you. There's none beside you. And we give all the glory and praise to you. Asking that you would bless us and that you would lead us and guide us into all truth and righteousness. Thank you this morning, Lord, for by your stripes that we say that we're healed from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you this morning, Lord. And because all of your promises, yes and amen, we just say amen to the word. We say amen to the spirit this morning. We say amen to all of your promises.
Amen.
And Lord, we believe that they come to pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you for the blessing upon your people.
Yes,
Lord. And we give thanks and glory in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We just say amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Give us a scripture.
Scripture I have this morning is Philippians 1, starting at verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first thing to now. This very thing that he which has begun a good work and you perform it until the days of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that word this morning, sister. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to sing a couple of songs this morning, and I hope to be blessed by the songs I'm singing this morning. You are holy God. You are holy God. Holy God, holy God. Yes, you are holy God. You are holy God. You are holy God. Holy God, holy God. Yes, you are. Holy God, you are holy, you are holy. Holy God, holy God, yes, you are holy God. You are an awesome God, you are an awesome God. Awesome God, yes, you are awesome God.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
You are awesome.
Yes.
You are awesome.
Yes, yes.
Awesome God, yes, you are awesome God. You are a righteous God. You are righteous God, righteous God, righteous God. Yes, you are righteous God. You are righteous.
Yeah.
You are righteous. Righteous God, righteous God. Yes, you are righteous God. You are healing God. You are healing God. Healing God, healing God. Yes, you are healing God. You are holy God. You are holy God. Holy God, holy God. Yes, you are holy God. You are holy. You are holy. Holy God, holy God. Yes, you are. Awesome God, awesome God, yes you are. Righteous God, yes you are. Healing God, yes you are. Holy God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. He is an awesome God this morning. He's a holy God this morning. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's a healing God this morning. If you need him this morning, call in the name of Jesus. He's a healing God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I get joy when I think about what you've done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy, what he's done for me. I get joy, what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get peace when I think about what he's done for me. I get peace when I think about what he's done for me. What he's done for me. What he's done for me. What he's done for me, what he's done for me. I get love when I think about what he's done for me. I get love when I think about what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I get joy. I get joy when I think about. Hallelujah. What he's done for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I get peace when I think about, hallelujah, what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence in this place this morning, Lord. Thank you for your presence this morning and this place, Lord Jesus. We will welcome your spirit this morning and this place, Lord. You are welcome this morning, Lord, and these vessels this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's bow in the name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless that wonderful name, oh Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, healing in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Joy in the name of Jesus. more joy in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Joy in the name of Jesus. No other name I know.
Hallelujah.
No other name. No other name. There's joy, peace, love, and the name of Jesus. No other name but that wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to give a testimony this morning. I just want to thank God, you know. You be at home, you can sing every song. Right. When you can come over to church, you can get the song. Get the song. But I've been praying to these songs all week to make sure that I have it right. But then when I get up here, but anyways, Jesus still in the house. I just want to thank him for that. I just want to thank him for keeping me all week. You know, I could have been dead in my grave, but I'm here this morning. You think back on the things that he brought me from? Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't experience doing drugs. No, having a good time. Drinking, smoking. I love I always say, we're in a good time. But it was a good time. You were out there, you're doing your feel, you're having fun. But now that I'm over here on the Lord's side, I'm having even more fun. Because he keeps me. He gave me joy. I don't need drugs to give me joy. I don't need alcohol to give me joy. I have Jesus who give me joy, who give me peace. And I just thank him for my husband this morning, my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all my godchildren in land of living this morning, all my great-grandchildren in land of living this morning. I just thank him, Lord, for being a good God, and I praise the good God for you all through the week. Anyone have a testimony this morning in the audience in church this morning? No one have a testimony?
You wanted to God. Always got a testimony for the Lord. Hallelujah. God in my life. Only God of a life. That's faith. That's faith. Those that's on their way to the house of the Lord. They know that's on live, Facebook, thank God. Just want to thank God. I don't got nothing else to thank God for. I'm alive.
Amen. Amen.
And I thank God for that. Still got most of 95% of my hair, all my teeth. I just thank God for everything. I'm a wit, strength, health, and strength. Bill, my grandson, my granddaughters. And I just thank God for family members that get no frantic phone calls in the middle of the night all week long. They alive and well. They need to be saved, though.
Amen.
And I pray that God will save them. And that's all we can do is keep praying for them. Praying for this wicked world, and the wicked become righteous, and those that call themselves walking righteous remain righteous with God.
Amen.
So we just pray for full people hungry today.
Amen.
We got a roof over our head.
Amen.
You know, it's a privilege. It is a privilege to have it because you don't have to have it.
Amen.
God afford it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So we thank God for all that he has done. And just thank our strength in the morning, these last and evil days. You said tough times will come.
Yes.
We in.
Amen.
So we pray for the governments around the world. We pray for marriages to be strengthened.
Yes.
We pray for the want to turn back to the natural use of the man and
amen.
Likewise the man.
Amen.
That's the use of the woman.
That's right.
That's just the mind.
Amen.
We thank God that our minds is found, God. And that we thank God we in the on the side of the Lord like we did all say. And I thank God we want to be no other place. As you think back with your life, where God has brought you from, shootout, bang, drug dealing, all types of stuff, gay fights, all these things car accidents.
Yes, Lord.
All the things that I've been through in my life, I just thank God that I'm still here.
Still here.
And ain't in prison, ain't even a felon.
Amen.
All the stuff I've done. How did you escape being shot? All the guns you just got caught with because they were legal back then. That's why. And it was in my day.
Amen.
So, you know, I just thank God that I didn't murder nobody. And although I tried, I really tried to murder some folks. So I
didn't
know that he had you prepared for this day.
Amen.
I don't have to keep repeating for that. So I just thank God for where he brought you from and where he's taken me to.
Amen.
May our strength and church be filled with those that want to be right with God. And we just keep on saying, you can't even, you don't need no big old band or no, you don't need none of that stuff.
Amen.
You need the word of God. And that's all we ask. Be my sisters, I pray for you.
Amen. 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 I have a testimony this morning.
I want to thank God for getting up this morning. Me to welcome on the living. I want to thank God for my family this morning. If we all here. I may have a little pain in my body, but by the grace of God, I'm able to get it up in this world. I had food to eat this morning, and I thank God I can never be able to thank God for what he had brought me through. God had brought me through some stuff that I didn't even know about. He brought me through. And thank God, he gave me a job all my life, particularly my family. He gave me grace to pay the taxes. He gave me grace on the high rate. I never had to beg nobody for nothing, thank God. Thank God I never, ever had to get in a fight with nobody because I didn't never make friends with too many people. I didn't love people. I ask people how you doing. I always been friends and anybody want to be my friend. Never had to fuss with nobody. I smoked some weed. I did that. God brought me through that too. Yeah, I smoked some weed. I was growing off a mountain one day, and it seemed like that mountain never going to get to the bottom. So that stopped me from smoking weed. So thank God for his grace and mercy. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Is there anyone else? Oh, how wonderful it is just to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how wonderful it is just to know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things of hell. All I got to do is trust him and believe in what he said. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night. Ooh. It doesn't matter how big the problem might be. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised, oh, how marvelous it is, just to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how marvelous it is, just to know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things of hell.
Yeah.
All I have to do is trust him and believe in what he said. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter how big the problem might be. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of you. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn in the hand of the pastor.
Amen. Praise God. Just keep saying amen again. Let everybody just give a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. We just tried to line it up a little bit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have the big choir. We don't have the big, all the big musicians, but we're going to give praise to God anyhow. Amen. Give God another hand praise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, they said you can learn how to praise God with the small things. Amen. You definitely won't have a problem with the big things. Amen.
Amen.
And so we're going to learn how to praise Him just the way we are. Amen. Wherever we are, we're going to learn how to give God glory. We're going to learn how to give God praise. So I'm just thanking God for this day. Thanking God for all of you here and all of you online. I'm thanking God that He will continue to watch over you. He will continue to keep you. He will continue to bless you. And so I just appreciate my God today. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. You know, like you said this morning, I was having my dream. And things, you know, that God be talking to you while you're in your dream in the morning. And I said, boy, the Lord laid it out so pretty. And then after He got laying it out, I said, wow. And I woke up and I said, oh, man, I can't even remember all of it. Amen. But it was so beautiful and it was so plain. You know, it made it so plain. And, man, you can just sit there and talk about it all day, so plain of speech. But I thank God anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. That the Holy Spirit will bring back to remembrance the things that He said. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to talk about, I think, you know, this is going to be part of it today. I want to go to the book of, I think of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, I believe that's where it's at, where He started out with me on. And it's something that we want to get into. Yeah, 2:14. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ephesians 2:14. Amen. Praise God. Well, you can start above that. Start at verse 11. Amen.
Wherefore remember, in ye being the time, by the Gentiles in the flesh,
uh-huh,
who were called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision and the flesh made by hands.
Mm-hmm.
That at that time you was without Christ,
uh-huh,
being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant promise, having no hope, and without God in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were full of are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
For He is our peace, who had made both one and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinance, but to make in Himself a crime, one new man, so making peace.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, when I was thinking this morning, I guess if you want to have a topic or whatever, you know, my thought was, tear down those walls. Amen. Tear down those walls. Tear down the walls. Tear down the walls. And that was my thought all the time, that, you know, tear down the walls. And Lord bless us in this, Lord, that we might be able to explain it. Amen. Tear down the walls. Amen. Tear down the walls. Amen.
Amen.
And then we find, you know, right here is what God was talking about. There was a difference between the Jew and the Gentile. And at during this time that Paul was writing, he was writing to try to say that there's no more wall between the Jews and the Gentile anymore.
Amen.
Amen. There's no difference between those who have been circumcised and those who hadn't been circumcised. That all the walls that used to be up that stopped him from coming together, that now Jesus Christ had come and tore down those walls. Amen. Mm-hmm. And usually when a wall is put up, a wall is normally put up because you're trying to separate something, amen.
Amen.
You're trying to divide something, or a wall keeps you divided, or maybe it's a wall that keeps you out of something from getting into something because there's a wall up.
Amen.
And then, you know, even when we think about the walls, we think about walls that you put up in your life, trying to keep certain people out, certain things out. God said, tear down those walls, amen.
Amen.
You see, most of the time, whenever there's pain in somebody's life or they get hurt, amen. And because they have pain and they get hurt by someone, in order to keep from getting hurt again, they put a wall up, amen. And they won't let nobody in, and they won't let nothing in, is because this is their means of protection, amen. They're trying to keep something out, amen, that God wants to get in, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're trying to keep people out. You don't want them in your life, because so you got the walls up. So God said it's time for us to tear down that walls of separation, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You got to let people in. You just can't continue it to keep people out of your life. So God said, tear down the walls. Why don't you trust what he's saying? Trust me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just, you see, a lot of time we don't let people in because we don't have no trust, amen.
Amen.
And so we have up this wall and we want to keep everybody out so that we don't get hurt again. And so we want to separate ourselves from them. And so God said, tear down the walls. You see, Jesus came to tear down the walls.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
He came the thing that was wrong, he came to make it right. Amen. So that what? There will be no wall of separation between us. And right now, what's going on now, we got to tear down these walls that we built up to keep other people out of our life, to keep the pain out, to keep the hurt out. And so therefore, we got everybody pissed off and we're over here by ourselves. Amen. And we got this little corner over here, and they got this little corner up. But God said, tear down the walls. Amen. Let somebody else in your life. Don't keep that wall up. Hallelujah. You'll never find joy. You'll never find happiness. You'll never find peace until you get the wall down. Hallelujah. Huh? You see, I was here thinking about, you know, when you go back to the book of Genesis, you see Cain and Abel. Amen.
Yeah.
There was Cain and Abel, you know. And because of Cain and Abel, Cain didn't offer up, didn't give God what he wanted. And Abel gave God what he wanted, and God blessed Abel above Cain. It wasn't that Cain couldn't have had the same thing that Abel had, or the same blessing that Abel had, but he wasn't willing to do what Abel did. And because he wasn't willing to do what Abel did, amen, and then God blessed Abel, then he became... He got into hatred. He got into prejudice against Abel and went so far to kill Abel, amen. Huh? Because he didn't want to do what God wanted him to do, amen. And so God says today, all of you, everybody that is here, he said the door is open to everybody right now, amen. He just wants everybody to do the right thing, amen. That whatever his requirement is, there's no wall that he'll bless one person above the other person anymore. The wall that he used to have up, he said, I've torn down those walls now, and so come on in, open up your heart and let me into your heart. What's he say? I stand at the door and knock. If any man open unto me, I'll come in and sup with him, but you got to let that wall down.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
People can't get into your life because you got a wall up.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Lives won't change because what? You done shut everything out. You won't let things in, amen. You won't let the word of God. You know, a lot of people that put up a wall against the word of God, and the reason they can't change and receive the word because they got a wall up.
Amen.
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 Hmm?
Amen.
They can't receive new knowledge in their life because they got a wall up, amen. They're trying to protect what they got.
That's right.
And when you get ready, you're trying to protect everything you got. You can't get nothing else in because of the wall that is up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Got a wall of religion up. You know, we got the wall of religion up. Jesus said, tear down those walls.
Yes.
So Jesus came down to tear down religion, amen, to take the walls down, to let everybody know that we all one and the same now, amen, that I bless everybody, amen, that everybody is welcome, both Jew and Gentile, born or free, that we all even now. There's no wall between us anymore. There's no wall between the difference and the blessings anymore. That he'll bless the Gentile as well as the Jew, amen. Hallelujah. He would have blessed Cain just as much as he blessed Abel if Cain had been willing to do what God required him to do. But the thing of all, he didn't want to do what God required him to do. He wanted to do what he wanted to do and not what God wanted to do. But in the meantime, he put a wall of hatred up against his brother. He was hating his brother for doing something that he wouldn't do himself. And see, we got walls of hatred up in our hearts, amen, today. And God said, tear down those walls, amen. You don't need to be hating your brother anymore, amen. We're brothers and sisters with one another. We should be hating each other. We should be loving one another, amen. Jesus came and showed us that there was no reason to hate anymore because he came to tear down the walls between love and hate, amen. He came to make us what? He said, even your enemies, I want you to love your enemies now, amen. Well, where there was hatred towards your enemy, I'm tearing down the walls of hate. I'm removing that out of the way. And so you don't have a right to go around hating nobody.
That's right. Amen.
You think you might have a right to go around hating somebody, amen. But you see, it's your hate that's keeping you separated from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, that's your wall of protection, amen. So that they don't come into your life or get involved in your life, you got a wall that you hate them for a certain reason, amen.
Amen.
What is the reason for the hate that you got against somebody else? When God doesn't hate you, when he hated you at one time, he tore down that wall, amen, and loved you anyway, amen. He loved you even when you hated him, amen. And because of what he did for us, he tore down the wall of hatred. When we was hating him, that's what the Bible said, we hated him, we did things against him, and yet he loved us, amen. So he tore down the wall of hatred, and everything that was hard that was against God, he tore all that wall down so we could come into the presence of God.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You don't have a right to go around hating your brother.
Amen.
You don't have a right to go around hating your sister now, amen. You don't have a right to go around hating anybody if you serve God. Amen. See, you only got the wall up. The wall is only up to the lost. Amen. The wall is only up to the wicked because the wicked wants to be separated from the righteous. Amen. And God wanted to separate the wicked from the righteous. Amen. But there should be no walls up between we as brethren. What is your excuse that we can't get along with one another? Why are you putting up a wall against your brother? Amen. And not open up to your brother. Amen. Well, what is it? We get into our feelings. You know, when you serve God with your feelings, you always got a wall up, amen. And you get people that feeling get hurt all the time, you know. When your feelings get hurt all the time, every time their feelings get hurt, they run off. Every time their feelings get hurt, you don't see them no more, amen. Every time something happens, amen, they turn their back on God and go the other way. Look like the very thing that when something goes wrong in my life, look like the very thing I should do, I ought to be running to God instead of running from God.
Amen.
Every time I hear about somebody, amen, oh, I'm going through, amen, this is happening in my life, and they'll put a wall up now. You see, then they put a wall up against God when they're going through. Rather than tear the walls down, amen. Rather than tear the walls down, amen. And let God take care of the problem. And let God into your life, amen. And let God come in. We still keep that wall up against God. We don't want God to come in. At the time God needs to come in is when I'm going through.
Amen.
I need God when I'm going through, amen. When everything is going all right, amen. You don't need anything in your life, amen. You don't need no changes. You don't need God to do nothing for you. You see, you need to let the wall down while you're going through. If you're going through today, tear that wall down and let God into your life.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
I believe that was Ronald Reagan said to Gorbachev, Mr. Gorbachev, tear that wall down, Mr. Gorbachev. Huh? That wall of communism, amen. Tear that wall down. Let that wall come down and let the people come together, amen. See, Jesus came so that he could bring us all together to get the walls down, amen. Because there's no I, big I's and little you in Christ. Hmm? St. John chapter 4, when Jesus met the woman at the well. Huh? Hallelujah. When Jesus met the woman at the well, he came to tell that woman that I'm tearing some walls down, amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Because this is why she asked the question. I'm being a Samaritan woman. Why is it that you want to come talk to me, amen, when you're a Jew, amen? See, there was a difference between the Jews and the Gentiles. There were some walls up there, man. It made a difference. See, the Gentiles didn't have no right, you know, to go into the temple at the time, amen. You see, even the Gentiles, they said outside, I don't know what it's 14 foot or somewhere, outside the temple, that was a little place that was a little lower. They made the steps a little lower for the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
And they... only the Jews could go into the presence of God, amen.
Amen.
And so they made it a little lower, so that was like a wall. When you get to this point, this is as far as you can go, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go no further in God, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so Jesus came to say, he came to tear that partition of that wall. He came to tear it down so that we can all go into the presence of God now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. There's no more Jew or Gentile in it, boy, amen. And you got to tear your wall of religion down because Jesus has opened the door so that we all could come in now.
Right.
Hallelujah. That's what he told the woman. We no more worship at Jerusalem anymore. We don't do that kind of worship anymore. And where we worship now, we worship in spirit and in truth. Come on, amen. Come on, we can all get the spirit now, amen. The Holy Ghost is for everybody now, amen. That there's no difference between the Jew nor the Greek. We can all come into the presence of the God if the spirit that you just get up, tear the wall down, the wall of religion that says that you can't do it.
Amen.
Or you don't have to do it.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When God come along and said, you must be born again, amen, of water and of spirit, amen.
Amen.
And then somebody, a wall of religion was put up to tell you, amen, that you don't need the spirit. See, the only reason you didn't get in because you won't accept what God has already given, amen. He's given you the necessary thing that the wall can be brought down, amen, so that now you can come into my presence, he said.
Amen.
You don't have to be on the outside no more if you tear your wall down. Your wall of unbelief, amen. That you don't believe what the word said, amen. He said, come on in, amen. If you tear your wall down, amen. Come on in. He said, come on, serve me, amen. If you tear your wall down, amen. Come on, you can get close to me, amen. If you tear your wall down, amen. Hallelujah, amen. He said, you can be in my presence at any time. If you tear the wall down, because I've already torn the wall down, come on into the presence of the Lord. And I've gained present help in the time of need. There's no wall between you and God no more.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
There's no difference between the brothers anymore.
Yes.
And so we ought to be looking at each other the same. We shouldn't be looking at each other with indifference anymore.
Amen.
Because the wall has been torn down. Amen. You're my brother. Amen. Whether you're the white brother, the black brother, the red brother, the yellow brother. There shouldn't be no walls up anymore.
Amen.
White people and black people, you need to tear the walls down. Amen. A prejudice. Amen. That we don't like one another, and we are against one another, and we wonder why we're losing the battle, amen, to the government and everywhere. We're losing the battle in this country because we won't tear the walls down. We continue to be prejudiced when God said, tear those walls down so that you can come together and be one. There's more power in unity, amen. Praise God. Let us unify so that we can become one. That has always been the purpose of God, not for us to have no walls.
Amen.
That you the black man, and we don't like you because you're black, and we don't like you because you're white, and we don't like you because you're red, and we don't like you because you're yellow, amen. All those walls of life that have us to separate ourselves from each other.
Amen.
And Jesus said, I want you to be one. I don't want there to be no indifference between you because of the color of your skin, amen.
Amen.
Come on, I said, tear them walls down, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. I said, black people, tear the walls down, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm not trying to tell you to walk into danger, amen. But I'm trying to say, don't be hating. Don't be hate. Don't let no hate you get in your heart, amen,
yeah.
Against nobody, whatever they do, even if they're your enemy. Don't let no hatred get in your heart because Jesus even tore the walls down. He said, I want you to love them too.
Yeah.
You said, how can I love somebody that hate me, Lord? He said, I love you.
Yeah.
I showed you how to do it, amen.
Amen.
Then I gave up my life, amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I gave up my life for your life, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And even though you hated me.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I came to show you how to tear the walls down is to hate those that love you. Come on, amen. See, that's how you get the walls down. You do something different than everybody else does, amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You're not going to wait on them to do it all the time. You're going to do it yourself, amen. That's how you get the walls down, is you're going to wait for somebody else to tear the walls down. The wall may not never come down, amen. But Jesus just wants you to open up your heart, not to be against one another. I'm going to love you anyway. I might not get real close to you, amen, but I'm going to love you anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to have no wall up where we can't communicate with one another. I'm not going to have no wall up such where we can't talk to one another, amen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have no wall up where that we can't go around each other anymore, amen. Well, what is that? Where I can't go around? Well, you still got a wall up. That means there's something that you are holding inside of you is the reason that you don't approach that person or the reason you don't go near that person. There must be something there because if there was nothing there, that would be no problem. That means you got a wall up, amen. Come on, amen. If you got something going on, if it ain't going on, it's going on in your mind. If it's not going on in your heart, amen, you got a wall up. You got to let your wall down.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord told us to be vulnerable. Well, we don't like that one, amen. Hallelujah. I can't tell you, you got to trust me. You got to be vulnerable, and I'm going to take care of you, amen. Praise God. But we got the wall up. We're going to protect ourselves. That's what we always try to protect ourselves.
Amen.
I don't want to get hurt no more.
That's right.
I don't want no pain.
That's right.
I ain't going to let him get in my life because he might hurt me. I'm not going to let her get in my life because she might hurt me. Amen. Everybody always scared of pain.
Yes.
And then, as long as the wall up, you will never be able to come together because every time you get ready to come together, the wall is up. Huh?
Amen.
And so, what am I saying today when I'm talking about the walls is up? Amen. Hallelujah. At one time, that in the in the Garden of Eden, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When Adam and Eve was in the garden, and they got kicked out because of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And because they got kicked out because of sin, when God put them out, he put a flaming sword. We talked about a flaming sword, amen, at the entrance of the garden, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Where that man couldn't get back into the garden, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. He couldn't get back in anymore. So he put the angels there, and it's kind of like that was a wall that kept them from going in, amen. They had no other way to get back into the presence of God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so you can consider that there was a wall up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the only way mankind could get back into the garden, he couldn't go back there in flesh, amen, because flesh and blood, what? Couldn't inherit the kingdom of God anymore. Because flesh and blood couldn't get past the flaming sword.
Amen.
See, that was the wall that kept mankind from the presence of God, amen. But it said that Jesus came and what? He tore down that wall, amen, praise God. And he nailed it to the cross. If you went over to the book of Colossians, I believe, amen, if you went over to
the book of Colossians, it talks about what Jesus Christ did for us. Amen. He came to take the walls down.
Amen.
He came to where there would be no limit to get into the presence of God. Amen. If you wanted to get to God, you can get to God. I'm trying to say there's nothing standing in your way from getting to the God today. The only thing God requires for us to get into him is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, and repent and be baptized, what? Every one of you in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He said, that's how you get the walls down. Because you got to be born again in order to get back into the presence of God. It's because flesh and blood can't go back in there. And the only thing that's keeping you out is your flesh. This is why you're born again. Because when you go back into the garden, you got to be spirit when you go back in. You can't be in flesh because what? Amen. The sword will cut up the flesh, amen. And if the sword don't cut the flesh up, it'll burn the flesh up, amen. Hallelujah. And so he said, now, I've taken the wall and I made a way for you to get back into the place that you were once kicked out of, amen. And what did it mean? I gave you a way to have a new birth, amen. To be what? To be born of the spirit, amen. So that you can be... Because you leave this flesh now and then become part of the spirit. When you become part of the spirit will give you access back into the presence of God. There's no walls up anymore. We can come well, boldly to the throne of grace and what? And obtain present help in the time of need. There's no wall up between you and God, nobody. There's no priest, amen. Jesus Christ is the priest, amen, that stands between you. What did Jesus say? I'm the only one that stands between you and the heavenly gate. There's no walls anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so if you're not getting into the presence of God, there ain't no wall there, amen. If there's a wall, there is only a wall that you put up because God doesn't have a wall anymore between us and his children. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
You can talk to God direct now, amen.
Amen.
You don't need to go to the priest, amen, and tell the priest about it anymore, amen. You can tell God, amen. Praise God. You don't have to be bound to that fleshly stuff anymore. You can pray in the spirit and go directly into the presence of God. There's no wall between us and God now.
Amen. That's right.
What is it said that... 2:13, Colossians 2:13. This is what he says here, amen. He said, and you being dead in your sins and uncircumcised of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you your trespass, amen. So that be everything that I've done, amen. You see, the only thing was keeping me out was my sin. I believe Isaiah 59 and verse 2, I believe it's one it says, what? It is your sin that has separated you from your God. Sin was a wall, has been a wall that kept us from the presence of God. Hallelujah. It's been sin that kept us from what? From the things of God, amen. And then we were so concerned about our sin, we had no concern about God, amen. Well, we were so concerned about taking care of ourselves, we have no concern about nobody else, amen. It's always when we focus on ourselves, amen, that we don't think about nobody else, amen. And everything we do to please ourselves, and we don't care about nobody else. The whole thing is we don't care about anyone else, amen. And so we wrap a wall around ourselves, amen, and because we don't care about nobody. You see, anytime you care about somebody, your heart is open to them, amen. Come on, amen. God's heart was open to us, amen. That he loved us enough that even he would go beyond. At the time here, only the Jews had a right to come into the temple of God.
Amen.
At this time, only the Jews had that right. But Jesus came and tore down, amen, the partition that divided the Jew and the Gentile so that we all can come into the presence of God. Amen. Don't nobody have to be left out, amen. For God so loved the world, he gave his son. So all of us can be saved, amen. Not just some of us, so that we all can be saved. And you see, we still got religion, still got these walls up.
Amen. Amen.
Well, if you Edomites, amen. I know God said he's going to destroy the Edomites. You Edomites and only going to be us, amen. Hallelujah. But the Lord came to save both Jews and Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Right.
He didn't leave nobody out, amen. He didn't lead the white man out. He didn't lead the black man out, amen.
And just us putting that wall up, amen. What does the wall do? Keep you divided. I'm trying to tell you, the church has got to tear the walls down, amen. Your wall of religion, your wall of whatever it is that you got that is not according to the word, you got to tear that stuff down, amen. God said we need to get rid of that stuff, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you can't find it in the words, you got to get rid of it, amen. Hallelujah. And that's how we become one mind. That's how we become one accord. That's how we become one spirit, amen. We've got to do it even as the word said do it, amen. And otherwise, there can't be no togetherness, amen. It's always a wall up, but it's not God, it's sin.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, tear the wall down, amen, if you're going to be saved. What did it say here, amen, 2 and 14? And you being dead in your sin. Colossians 2 and 13, has he quickened together? He said, the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he made alive together, amen. That means that well, he brought them together, he made them one, amen.
Amen.
See, I don't know how it is. We got 100, there might be 1,000 different religions. And then we put a wall up and the devil got us fighting with each other instead of fighting the devil.
Amen.
We got walls up. We separated. We can't come together because we got walls up because somebody said there's a difference. Amen. I know that the scripture, what is that? In Leviticus, that 10-10, put a difference between holy and unholy. Amen. Praise God. God don't leave no wall there. We all can be holy through God. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? He said make a difference, put a difference between it, holy and unholy. But what has he done here? He has quickened together, has forgiven you your trespass, amen. Has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you your trespass. What he said, blotting out the what? The handwriting, the thing that was against us, amen. The thing, right here he's talking about the Gentile. The thing that was against the Gentile, he blotted it out. In other words, it was there, but he took a little pen and blotted it out, amen. So that it wouldn't be there, so that he moved it out of the way. The reason he moved it out of the way so that we all could come to Christ, amen. You don't have no excuse not to come now, amen. You don't have no excuse not to be saved, amen. Whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, amen. Praise God. We got to get rid of the walls, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know whether you're a Crip or you're a blood, but we got to get rid of the, we're separated because you're a Crip, and you're separated because you're a blood. You see, you got to tear them walls down, brother, so that we can come together and live right, because you see, the devil got us killing each other, amen. And while he go free, they got us killing one another. They got us fighting against one another. And then we got the walls up against one another over a color, amen, over a bandana, you know. So those are the walls out there. Let them walls down so we can come together.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
We got all of these walls up against one another and each other. That God loves is for everybody who wants to come. For whosoever will, let them come. Amen. Hallelujah. Let them come on partake freely of this life. Amen. Now, not be separated with a wall of a color.
Amen.
We got the East Coast against the West Coast. Why isn't this thing made? No, look at the walls up that we got. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got the light-skinned people, a wall up between the light-skinned person and the dark-skinned people.
Oh, y'all be getting
heated. So we got to tear the walls down. You see what I'm trying to say? Walls down.
Amen.
You see all the stuff that we got up against one another?
Mm-hmm.
We got the Democrats against the Republicans, amen. Got to tear these walls down, amen. And come together, what, in where? In Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to say, we got to tear these walls down, amen.
Amen.
Huh? That's all I'm trying to say. We got to tear these walls down.
Yes, Lord.
We come to serve Jesus, amen, and him only that we're going to serve. So he done blotted out the handwriting, everything that was against us, amen, and the order which was contrary to us, he took it out of the way and nailed it to the cross, amen. Hallelujah. What is he doing? He's making a way for us to get in. See, that's why we say Jesus is the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? He made the way for us. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? And then if you want to get in the way, you got to find Jesus.
Amen.
You've got to be Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. And the only way you can tear down the walls is you got to do it Jesus' way. Amen. Huh? What? He loved, Jesus loved when he was hated. Amen. When he was despised and rejected of men, amen, he still went to the cross, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He was bruised for your iniquity. He was chastised for your peace.
Yes.
And he did all of this, so what? There would be no difference between us mm-hmm. and them.
Yes.
See, people like to make a difference between us and them.
Mm-hmm.
They try to tell them that if some Gentile, they tell the Gentile they don't have no right to come.
Amen.
They try to use the law against him because the law became a wall that divided mankind, amen. When God gave Israel the law, it divided them from the rest of the nation. They were a different people. And because it divided them, they became a different people. In order for anybody else to come, they had to come under the covenant, amen. But thank God that God made a new covenant, amen. And the new covenant that Jesus Christ gave, amen, is so that we all could come under that covenant, whether Jew or Gentile, born or free, male or female, that we all can come under the same covenant, amen. Come on. If you got some walls up, you got to tear those walls down, amen.
Amen.
You can't become one with somebody as long as your heart. You got a wall up in your heart. You ain't going to let them in. You ain't going to let her in. My pain was too great. I'm not going to get hurt anymore, huh? And I'm not going to let nobody in, amen? We got people, amen. I get on this because people, I find people like this. The reason they don't let people in their life because they got hurt one time, amen? And there was somebody got raped one time. They were hurt so bad that they kept everybody at bay. Whether they was afraid to let anybody in because what? They was afraid what's going to happen to them. Well, what if that happened to me again?
Mm-hmm.
What if there's somebody else do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you're never in a relationship because you got your wall up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn how to trust again, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. See, Jesus had to teach us how to trust again, amen. When everybody that was against him, amen, he had to learn how to love, even in the midst of somebody hating him.
Amen.
He never had a wall up there. He was always open to everybody. But what if he hurt me? I got to trust God. If God's going to heal me, I got to believe if I open up, God's going to heal me, amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I got to be ready to release the thing that's holding me down. I have to be ready to release the thing that's holding me back or holding me down because that thing becomes a wall to me. They might do me just like the other person did me. Could be. And maybe not. But you never get to see if you don't ever try it, amen. What I'd like to say, show me somebody that has never failed and I'll show you somebody that's never done anything. Show me someone who has never failed and I'll show you someone that has never done anything. Amen. I'm trying to say, if we're going to change our life, a lot of walls we got up got to be taken down. Hmm? Can't be afraid. Can't be walking in fear. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, right?
Yeah.
But to have a sound mind, amen. And one of the main things he said, what? In all your ways do what?
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge him and he will do what?
Direct.
He will direct your path. So the first thing I need to do, I need to get some direction from God in the way to which I should go. I shouldn't be doing it anything unless I first seek God first.
Amen.
If you got a wall up and you've been hurt and don't want to let nobody in, why don't you pray about it? Why don't you release it today, amen? Why don't you let it go today? Take that wall down and whatever the problem is, trust God and put it in God's hand that God will take care of it, amen. God will take care of your hurt, amen. He will take care of your pain, and, you know, and everything you would do, what you said he'll do for you, huh? He'll turn it around and cause it to work together for your good. But as long as you keep it behind the walls, nobody never going to see it.
Amen.
God never going to know. Because you don't want to let your guard down. And so you're just going to hide it. And the only thing that you need to be hiding, what he said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. All the other thing, you know, everything else needs to be exposed, amen. See, when you get behind the wall, most things don't get exposed if you keep it behind the wall, amen. This is why the Bible tells us we need to confess our sins, amen. We need to confess our faults before one another, amen. Because he wants us to confess it, because he don't want it to be hid, because anytime you shine light on darkness, you expose it.
Amen.
But as long as it's behind the wall, it doesn't get exposed, amen. Mm-hmm. Your hatred, amen. Your jealousy, it don't get exposed because you got it covered up, amen. Mm-hmm. Things that happen to you, you still got it covered up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're still hiding it, you know, you're protecting it. And I always get to the thing like, you're protecting it. You won't release it before God. But Jesus has always made the way, amen. But no matter what it is, even if you did it, you can still be forgiven for it.
Amen.
You don't have to hide it. You've already been forgiven, amen. The blood has already been shed for your sin, amen. Well, why don't you turn it loose today, amen? Why don't you let it go today and bring it out from behind the wall? Tear that wall down, amen. The wall of unforgiveness. Forgive them. What do you say? They know not what to do. Whatever they did against you, forgive them. But as long as you hide your unforgiveness in your heart, you can't prosper. Well, I don't want to tell nobody. I don't want to confess it. I don't want nobody to know. That's a wall you got up. And you're protecting something that needs to be released, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You're protecting pain that you ought to let go of. You're protecting hurts, amen, that should have been gone a long time ago, amen. Huh? And you're still walking in fear because of something happened a long time ago. You're not supposed to be walking in fear. You're supposed to have a sound mind. Your mind's supposed to be sound, amen. You're supposed to be able to make sound decisions, amen. Not making decisions out of fear. If I'm hiding the fear, let me expose this fear that I got. It's whatever it is that's caused me not to do what God wants me to do. Let me expose this thing, not hide it behind the wall.
Amen.
Don't hide your hatred. It'd be better to tell it.
Amen.
If you don't like somebody, just tell them you don't like them, amen. And I say, repent, but at least I'm going to get it out.
Amen.
I'm not going to carry it around, amen. I'm going to just expose it, you know. Man, I don't like you because you're black.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But then other reason you don't like me, no, you're just black.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people, you know, that's what I used to like about the South. Everybody used to talk about it, amen. Now, one thing I said about the people down South, they don't keep it behind the wall. If they don't like you, they're just going to let you know they don't like you, amen. And I appreciate that. I would appreciate it better that if somebody don't like me, let me know that they don't like me and let me know why they don't like me. I would appreciate them better than I would somebody that I don't know what he's going to do. But you get annoyed with the people there, they'll shoot you in the alley and then run. But those from the South, they would just say, well, we don't like y'all Negro. That's a nice name for it, right? Well, we don't like y'all Negro. That's just it. Well, why? I don't know why I don't like you. You're just black, all I know. And y'all lazy. Well, that's what they say about it. And the thing about it, they just let us know. Well, we stood with them. And when you let somebody know where they stand with you, they know how to take you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They know that when you come around, well, I already know he don't like me, so don't let me stand right here. Don't be hanging right here. But the ones that don't tell you, they got the walls up. They hide their hatred, amen. They hide their sin, amen. What's the Bible say? Him that hideth his sin won't prosper. They put it behind the wall. and they're always peeking through the crack. And they're going to catch you when you're not looking. They're going to catch you when you're not paying any attention. So I would love for you to tell me, not hide it, amen. Expose it. Jesus has made a way for you to be forgiven for it, amen. He has made a way for you to be forgiven for all of your sin and whatever you've done wrong. He said, don't hide it no more, amen.
Amen.
He said, expose it, amen. Tell it. Let the wall down. Open up your heart. I'm standing at the door and knock. If any man opens it up to me, I'll come in and sup with him, but he can't do it as long as the wall is up.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Huh? If you're on the line today or wherever you are today, if you got some walls up, you need to tear them down. Amen. Mm-hmm. There's no difference between the Jew or the Greek today. Amen. There's no difference between the black man and the white man. So don't be hating them. Amen. I'm not trying to say you, at least you know who they are. But I'm not trying to say we can't be hating them, amen.
Amen.
That soul got to be valuable because Jesus died so that there would be no difference between us. And this is what's wrong with the world today. The reason we can't come together is because we can't let the walls down. We still making a difference between what we call it. There's only one race. There's only one race.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what race are you? There's only one.
Mm-hmm.
Are we not all one father? Mm-hmm. Didn't we all come from the same creator?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Amen.
But who made us different?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we fighting and boxing with one another all the time?
Mm-hmm.
We got some indifference in ourselves, amen. Get rid of the indifference, amen. If we're going to serve God wholly, amen. Don't serve God half-hearted, amen. If you're going to give him your heart, give him all of your heart, amen. And then if you're online today, you need to tear down those walls, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe in hell and all that. Well, I don't believe in that resurrection stuff. Amen. But you wake up every morning, and the sun goes out every evening. Huh? You go to sleep that night, you lay down, in the morning you get up, is that a resurrection? Huh? The grass get dry in the summer, I mean fall, and come back in the spring green again, that's the resurrection, and you don't believe in the resurrection? Y'all need to get saved and tear them walls down, amen. That religious stuff you got in you, tear it down.
Amen.
Come like you're a Hebrew Israelite, those are just walls that you put up. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Walls of separation. It don't bring you together, does it?
No.
They bring one group of people together, not the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But do we love Jesus? The whole thing is Jesus has done it all for us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He paid the price for your sin, and all you have to do is repent. Is there somebody want to be saved today because you want to tear the wall down today? You want to expose the devil? Is there somebody want to expose the devil today?
Amen.
Hmm? You've had the walls up. Yeah, you got molested a long time ago. You got raped a long time ago. I was surprised online we had a man that was willing to tell he was molested.
Mm-hmm.
Men don't like to tell that. They like to keep the walls up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But he was willing to tell, and he got delivered because he was willing to expose what had taken place in his life. Amen.
Amen.
Because, you know, that's a wall we keep up. We don't let nobody in that part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
We don't let nobody into the pain part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there somebody want to be saved today? Online. If you're online, you want to be saved? Amen. I just want to thank y'all for listening. I'm just saying, tear them walls down. Don't be hating nobody because of color. We got to get rid of that. Tear those walls down, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you be dissing nobody, amen. We all one and the same, amen. Tear that wall of religion down. Don't let nobody keep you separated because of religion.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, well, you don't believe in women pastors, women leaders. I said, I don't. When you're going to tear that wall down, I can't because it's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
It's written.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime it's written, it can't be moved. I can remove things that ain't written, but I can't remove anything that's written. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be there whether I go to sleep or die or whatever. Or you die or keep doing it, it's still written, amen. You can't tear things down that's written. This was what you call a strong foundation, the Word of God. The Word of God ain't gonna change for me.
That's right.
The Word of God ain't gonna change for you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If it's written, that's what it is. You might not do it, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If it says repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, that's what it is. I can't change that.
Amen.
If it says repent, be baptized, be born again, I can't change that. I can't tell you're going to get in without doing that. Well, child, you know, there is another way. You know, you can get in there through Moses, you know. You can get in there through John the Baptist, you know. I know John got his head cut off. I know Moses was taken, amen. I don't see where Moses resurrected, but anyway, there's another way. There's no other way, people. That walls of religion, thing your mama told you, got to rid of town. Somebody online, amen. If not, God bless y'all today, amen. I appreciate you listening in. Praise God. This is KevChurchInc@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a donation of any kind or any type, give according to what's in your heart. One thing I say, I don't like to be. But if you want to give, you give according to your heart. And whatever God lays in your heart, if you want to send it KevChurchInc@gmail.com. You can send it PayPal and Cash App. Or you can send it KevChurchInc@Vail. Gmail through Zail. Amen. Amen. You can send that. And we appreciate anything you send. And so God bless all of y'all today. Y'all let the wall down, Brother Ray. Let the wall down. Amen. Is that somebody else? Here's a testimony, prayer request. Whatever you got here, we want to pray. You got some walls up you want to get it down. Well, I want to pray with you today. You got some things in your life that you know you need to get rid of and you've been holding on to for a while. I want to pray with you today. You got some unbroken things in your life. I just want to pray with you. Amen. Unbroken things. Unexposed things. If that's you, we want to pray for you. Don't hold on to things. All they're going to do is torment you. Mm-hmm. Your past always torments you. You walk in fear all the time. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're always afraid. Something gonna happen. Don't be like that, amen. Don't be afraid of what's gonna happen because those are the things that get you into what's called panic. Those things cause you to panic. You know, you start breathing hard and you always got you in a panic mode. And whenever something is like that, that means that something has taken place that is still being hidden. And I say that every time I think about it. I still think about Sister Johnson here, and when we first got in the elevator together to go up, he was in Fort Worth, we were getting ready to go up the elevator. That had been years ago, 8 or 9 years ago. And we got in the elevator, and she kept walking behind me. I said, "Oh, girl, you know how I am. Get over up here, girl. Come on here." And she always walking behind. And as soon as we was over in Fort Worth, there's 3 floors there. And as soon as we got in the elevator, that door closed, she went down. "God, what's wrong with you? I just can't stand the door to be closed." And as she got in the car or truck, that right window gonna come down. And then after a while, she rolls back up. But as soon as she get in, most of the time, she gonna hit that, if she has set on the side, she gonna hit that right window. It's gonna come down. And she didn't know she had forgotten the experience that she had had when she was 9 years old that had her in that condition. I said, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" "Nothing." Then I asked her, "You ever been molested?" "No." "Didn't say nothing like that never happened to me."
I said, okay. I said, why do you ask that? I said, I just watch the way you ask. Every time you get in this car, the weather's going to go down. Well, why did you do that? Oh, I just can't stand to be enclosed in. But why are you shaking when you get in the elevator? Oh, I just can't stand to be in a cold, tight place. And it all was taking it. And then she didn't remember. Then when I asked her about it, she went home and thought about it. And then about a week and a half later, she called me back. Oh, Paige, I got to tell you. Something happened to me when I was 9 years old. And I never told nobody. And I've been dealing with it. She didn't think much different because she had blocked it out. But yet she didn't have in her mind that it was, what you want to call it? She wasn't active in her mind, but down in her, where? Yes, she had suppressed it out of her to keep it down, but yet it was bothering her. And what you do when you suppress it, you just put a wall around it, right? And then finally, she went and told her mom and everybody, and she finally got over it after she realized what it was. Amen?
Amen.
Don't put no wall around your pain. Don't put no wall around your hurt. If there's something that happened to you, expose it. We all been through something. We've done some stuff, amen, that we might not talk to everybody about it, but we can talk about it. We have to talk about it to get rid of it. Is somebody got a testimony, prayer request, pray? Anybody got a prayer request, testimony? Come on, let us stand and give God some praise today, amen.
Amen. I just want to say that was a wonderful word today, and I enjoyed the word.
Amen. Thank the Lord, Brother Nancy Prevost. You'll be on tonight, I think. You'll be on tonight?
Tomorrow night at 9.
Tomorrow night at 9, amen. 299-299-POUND. Anyone else? Anything you got to say? Testimony. Praise God. Well, Father God, amen, we thank you for this. Thank you today, Lord, that you have been the key to our hearts, Lord, and you're the one that unlocks our hearts. You unlock our mind. You unlock our spirit, Lord, that we might be able to come to you, Lord. And, Lord, expose any hidden darkness that is in us. And, Lord, that we might be free of it, Lord, that you might deliver us from it, Lord, because you came to deliver us, to set us free, Lord. And we thank you for the liberty that we have within you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that moves in us right now, Lord. And Lord, that give us confidence, O Lord, of the resurrection of the dead. And we want to thank you for having that confidence in you because you fit your spirit to liberate us. And we thank you for being liberated today in Jesus' name. And we give honor and praise as we dismiss in Jesus' name. Well, I send the one. I send the all. Watch. Pray. With the other and love one another. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless all of y'all.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce? with you.
Who paid the price like you?
There's only one. If you know there's only one,